Blog Talk Radio.
www.mylifecompass.com/LaLisaWilliams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach LaLisa J. Williams. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, I am excited that you are here with us today. We have a great show lined up for you today. I have an awesome, awesome, awesome guest who is going to be joining me in just a moment. And until she does, what I am going to do is I am going to endeavor to read you some of her bio about this young woman. I'm telling you, young people are doing it big, 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 big. And we have some other important news and information that we also want to share with you, some wonderful things that are happening at our brand new facility in Elizabeth, New Jersey at 1139 East Jersey Street, Suite 426. That's our new corporate office, I tell you. The office is coming just in time for yet another book that God has commissioned me to write to help people. You know, that's the goal of what we do here on the Coach LaLisa Show, is to really, really help people. And today you're going to hear from a young woman who's going to talk about how she is also in the same business. You know, God will attract like people to you. Here's a young woman, certainly way less than half my age, about a third of my age almost, and this young woman is going to be coming on the show. I tell you, you know, Tuesday mornings we're here with Professor Terry Benjamin. Those of you who tune in on Tuesdays, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And he has written a book, and he's turned it into a documentary, now a movie, and now a whole program entitled Sexy at 60. And then he has some other slogans for people who are even beyond 60s and 70s, 80s. Well, out of nowhere, I got invited to speak to a group of senior citizens this coming Saturday. Oh, tomorrow morning. And I thought, okay, God, you know, what are you trying to tell me now? Now, I'll be 56 this year, and I thank God for my age. And I know what they say about women who tell their ages. They say women who tell their ages will tell you anything. Well, I've already told you everything, so, hey, why not tell you my age? Like I tell people, I put it in the book. It's already out there. But here's the thing, what I love about being almost 56. I'm 55 at the moment. This year I'll be 56. What I absolutely love about being 56, I'm just so happy I'm still alive. Because some of the things that I've done in my life, I should have been dead. And there are people who did the exact same things I did, and not even to the extent that I did them. They are already resting in their grave. And so I thank God that I'm still here. And so, yes, I let people know. And another reason that I do it, not for nothing, but young people sometimes have this sense that I'm not going to live beyond my 20s or my 30s and stuff, especially the ones who are from the, like, hoodie hood. They don't see beyond 15, some of them, you see. And so letting them know that, you know, I'm the same person who came from the same hoodie hood, hello, you know, out there on the streets as a prostitute, was put myself in all kinds of harm's way. Hello. And I survived it. So, but I didn't think I would. So therefore, I didn't do a lot of prepping in my young age. But I'm here to let them know that you're going to live to be 56. So guess what? Don't waste a second. Don't waste a moment, and cherish each and every second of your life. And prepare for your future. So that's part of what my message is for them. But here's the thing. So now that I'm a senior citizen, legitimately AARP, I was going to say WKRP, they're already sending me their information. And, you know, what can I say? All I know is here I am, a senior citizen, so to speak. And, you know, that's what happens. So as a senior citizen, I said all that to say that, you know, you hear Professor Terry talking about, he talks about, what is he? He talks about sexy at 60, and I'm going to be talking about success at 60. Yay, yippee. So anyway, my awesome, awesome guest this morning, let me tell you about her. Now, she had a... she's going to be on in a moment. She is doing wonderful, wonderful things. She's a student, but I believe she is in the house, so we're going to welcome her to the show. And I believe this is her on the line. Is this the awesome, fabulous, and wonderful Stephanie Hendricks?
Yes, it is.
Wonderful. You are here. Awesome, awesome. So you got out of, so did your professor let you out a few minutes early?
Oh, no, I walked out.
Oh, no. No. Stephanie,
oh,
I don't know.
I walked out on time. I'll tell you that I walked out on time. So
please tell me that, because I'm a college professor.
I didn't just get up and leave. I packed my stuff a couple of minutes before 9, but by 9:01, I was already gone. So, yeah.
Wow. Well, I'll do another whole show about the different scenarios that I've been dealing with college students for the past 10 years, some of the funny things. So, yes, well, let me just do read your bio and let these people know just who they're about to listen to. Now, I'm not going to read it in its entirety, but let me tell y'all, she has been doing a lot. Now, Stephanie Noelle Hendricks was born December the 15th. Now, I'm not going to tell you the year. I'm going to let her share that if she would like. But she's a college student, and she just graduated high school not too long ago. So that should tell you a lot right there. And she is from Newark, New Jersey. So all of you Newarkers out there, you have something very, very, very proud of. And we need to so celebrate. You know, people are always complaining that the international and the national news never puts out positive things about young people. Well, that's okay, because that's what all of us little news people are good for. So we can do it, and we don't have to worry about cancellation of big advertising dollars, because we don't have them anyway. So here I want to celebrate this awesome, awesome woman, and you're going to find out how charming and funny and smart she is. Now, at the age of six, one summer day, she woke to the recollection of an unexplained dream that she had the night before. And in her dream, she saw Jesus making his way to her home, sitting down with her family. With Stephanie, along with her childhood friends, surrounded him. While seated on the floor there, he spoke to them. In this dream, she remembered an aunt whose beliefs in reality did not line up with Christ and the Word of God, fainting at the very sight of him. The morning after, Stephanie felt happy for her dream. It boosted her hope and faith that the Lord was truly with her, that he would continue to protect and cover the Hendricks family. Oh, that is just so, so, so awesome. And it also goes on to say that a godmother of Stephanie's, whose walk with the Lord had showed itself to be a great one, too learned about the dream she had had soon after Stephanie, her sister, and her mother trailed to Somerset, New Jersey, to attend a Sunday service. She was asked to explain her dream to the pastor, and she did that. And then this pastor, who was sick with an eons-old ailment that crippled him and eventually took his life, Stephanie stared upon his face as he looked back at her, appalled. When she told him all about it, he looked at her mother and said, "Get ready, Mom. You've got yourself a preacher. In some way, this baby is going to minister." He pointed to Stephanie again, smiling, "Get ready." Stephanie was also optimistic, an optimistic individual who had fallen in love with so many things and could see herself pursuing various careers. Well, thought about being a motivational speaker and some other things. But one thing I want you to know about her, she was an eager student in a private school, Disciple Christian Academy, soaking up all the knowledge in order to feed her spiritual brain. So I am just honored and impressed with a young woman that could even state that she has a spiritual brain, and that a person who has had a childhood filled with such loving and happy memories about the Lord. So powerful. But she also says that somewhere along the way in her preteen, early teenage years, that she had fallen deeply into an abyss of low self-esteem. And after her family transitioned to another city, she left behind some childhood friends that would soon become a loner in fear of having to start her line of friendship all over again. Surprisingly, it hadn't taken her long to build a solid foundation of friends that, with her eagerness to learn more, made her middle school years enjoyable. Well, Stephanie, without further ado, I want to just, you know, introduce you to the listening audience. Like I said, you know, her bio reads like a story. So it's literally a short story. But she is a college student. We want to welcome Stephanie Hendricks onto the Coastal Lisa Show to tell our audience. We thank you for listening in. For those of you who are tuned in on the phone lines, those of you who will come back and listen to the archives, go and tell your young people to get on the line right now and listen and hear this young woman's story about how she is about to do something very awesome and very big, something that a whole lot of people have never done. And then in the end, she's going to tell you how you can get involved in what she's doing. So, Stephanie, welcome to the show. Why don't you tell us what you're doing? Tell us about your education. I love that part. The college that you're in, give a shout out to them, and this awesome project that you're working on.
I attend Rider University. I've been here for a year now, and it's really an amazing school. I really like it a lot. I'm majoring in radio and television, and I switched my major last summer from speech and interpersonal communication to radio and TV because I fell in love with media from a practical arts class that I'd taken in high school during my senior year. And I just really fell in love with the production behind television or film. I like radio, but I enjoy film more. And it's something that I really see myself doing and being a part of so much. I've been writing for 10 years, and I started in short stories and eventually longer stories, and now I'm focusing on poetry, which I've been writing now for 5 years. And I honestly I wouldn't trade it for the world. I see myself being so many different things, like you read in my bio. It's just really rewarding, this opportunity that has been presented to me. The opportunity was that I was invited to go to London, England, for 3 weeks at the end of July, and on the 14th of August, I would be coming back to the States. I was invited by my mentor, Imani G. Brooks Wheeler. She is a certified chaplain at one of the top children's hospitals in the country. She lives in Dallas, Texas, and she asked me to work underneath her on a media team to promote the organization that will be sponsoring. It's called Lay Witnesses for Christ International, and they've been going to the Olympic Games for almost 10 years, and what they do is that they get there and they team up with other churches, and we minister to the athletes or their family members, say if an athlete is nervous about how they'll perform when they go out, and we would be the ones to counsel them and talk to them to calm them down, make them feel comfortable. And if there was, God forbid, hopefully this doesn't happen, but if there was an accident or an injury that happened, that occurred with the athletes, we would be the ones to contact their families and keep them in prayer, lift it up, and so on. And the media team, I'll pretty much be helping promote, and we hope to put together a documentary on a three-week experience. We want to interview other athletes, retired athletes that will be there. So just about almost every retired athlete you can think of will more than likely be in London as well. So, yeah.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. So you're on your way to the Olympic Games in London.
Yep.
And you are going to minister to any athlete that is any kind of way injured or has any real problems. Wow, mm-hmm. What an amazing opportunity. And you're going, oh, my God, this is so, and so you got involved. Were you a chaplain already? Or studying?
No. Mm-hmm. My mentor, she had been certified for a couple of months now, and she went to the president of the organization. She told him a lot about me, and she wanted to take me with her because, I mean, going to London, UK for 3 weeks, I mean, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Not every human can really get to say that they've been overseas for such an amazing thing, and I love travel, and I've never been out of the States before, so I know that I'm taking advantage of this opportunity, and I'm just hoping that I get there, and I'm excited for this summer. This is really going to be incredible. So faith being where it is, I really have no problem ministering to anyone. I do that anyway. I love motivational speaking. I am part of a pantomime ministry at my church in Hamilton, New Jersey, and it's just really incredible. It really is. So,
now you are a second-year college student.
Yes.
Your university, you're already trapped. Now, you said you've never been out of the state of New Jersey, so your first trip.
Oh, I've never been out of the states, the country I meant, but I've been in other states, yes.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Never been out of the country, so your first trip out of the country is to mm-hmm. London for 3 weeks.
Yes.
To the Olympic Games, where you are going to pray for others. So it's not like you're going on vacation with your family and, you know, you're going with your girlfriends because you graduated high school and this is what you celebrate yourself with or college, but you're going to do the Lord's work.
Yes.
At your young, I'm just flabbergasted. That, wow, this is amazing. And I'm looking here at your picture. I just posted it on my Facebook page. People, I really hope you get a look at this and see that here's a young woman who's graduated high school, who is single, not married, no children, on her in college, on her way to minister, doing what she loves. You said you chose the major that you're in because mm-hmm. love with this while you were still yet in high school. You're working with your mentor. How important do you think it is for young people, Stephanie, to have a mentor?
I think it's very important because I see the generation today, and a lot of times I just really want to sit and cry because I feel so bad for not only the generation that I'm a part of, but the generation that's coming up now, the children who are in elementary school or middle school. I have a 7-year-old cousin, and and she has great people to look up to, of course, myself and her mother and my parents, my sister. So I think it's very important to just surround yourself with people who you know care for you and where you end up, and not just people who be in your life for a season. I think that if they have someone positive to look up to, their perspectives of life will change, and they can't really see it changing now because they have no idea of what to look up to, what is positive to look up to. And I just think that that if more young people had mentors and others who motivated them positively, then it would be much better for them, because it's really sad. I shake my head almost every day looking at people who are in and around my age, and just they have no direction. And I want to help the youth. Well, I guess would I be considered a youth? I don't know. But I want to give back one day, and I want to reach out to those who are in my age group. I'd want to help them as much as possible, those who will allow me to help them, and those who won't, then I'll just pray that they find someone they'll let in. So
you're doing big things, and I want to, you know, the show is not a very long show, but I want to get some information out there for people that can support you in what you're doing. And so can you give us the information that they need so that people can support this effort? What is it going to take for you to get to London? I know it's not cheap to go. I know that a lot of times these organizations don't have a lot of money to, you know, fund all this. So we have to, this is where the village comes in, and we certainly want to, you know, celebrate your mom and your dad and your family mm-hmm. members, your siblings, your aunts, your cousins, your mentors, your pastors, your leaders, and everyone around you. We celebrate them and thank God for them. And I know I met your mom a while back. I know, you know, knew your stepfather, and that's how I met your mom. But your mom actually knows, was a student of my sister-in-law's. It's a very, very small world. But yeah, I knew he was a wonderful person at the college. All I knew was that he mm-hmm. was a nice coworker that said hello. And so, mm-hmm. you know, then, of course, people's presence. Sometimes people don't have to say a lot. But anyway, tell us about, you know, how we can support you.
You can donate by going to the organization's website. Once again, I'll repeat myself. The website is www.lwfci.com. And on the homepage at the top, you would see a link to click for donations, and you would just donate. If you want to mail in a check, the address, the P.O. box where you would mail it in is right there, or if you want to use a debit or a credit card, you can do that as well. So just go to www.lwfci.com and click donations, and that's how.
Okay, and that website, and give us the name of that website again.
The website is Lay Witnesses for Christ International. Lay as in I'm going to lay down and go to sleep. Wait, Lay Witnesses for Christ International.
Okay, Lay Witnesses for Christ International, okay, is where they can make the donor international, is where you, okay, mm-hmm. That's wonderful because I'm putting that online, so I just wanted you to repeat that. And so there you go. There, people can have that. Lay Witnesses.
For Christ International.
So LWFCI?
LWFCI, yes.
Yes, .com. Wonderful, wonderful. Mm-hmm. And they can make the donation right there, or they can mail a check to P.O. Box.
The P.O. Box, you would see it on the website. The P.O. Box is 127 Hearst, Texas, 76053. That's the zip code. But they can just go straight to the website, and the information is right under donations.
Oh, wonderful, 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 too. Oh, my God. I just think this is so awesome. And wow, I'm just so, elated that I got a chance to bring you onto the Coach LaLisa show. I am so very, very honored that your mom did contact me about you, and I know that's been, about a month ago, and mm-hmm. I'm so thankful that I met her. I will definitely be going there to make a donation. I will be letting people know about this on my Facebook page, at least weekly. And when is your trip?
We leave at the end of July. It's supposedly the 25th. I have to check with my mentor again, but the 25th so is the day.
Wonderful. Now, for some reason, I don't know, the link didn't work for me, but I'll try to figure it out because I want to make sure I get the link absolutely right. So LW isn't Charlie?
LWFCIC as in Charlie, yes.
Oh, F as in Frank. Okay, F as in Frank.
Yes.
I think I put a S as in Sam. Okay.
Oh.
So that's okay. I got it. You know, phones sometimes don't. Oh, beautiful site. Absolutely. So now what I'll do is I'll just copy and paste that link onto my Facebook page because I don't want people to miss it.
Okay.
Leg, there we have it. Now it's coming up. Absolutely beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Okay, please go and make a donation in respect to, I'm putting it right here, in respect to Stephanie. Yes, because I really want Stephanie. Okay, this is Stephanie Hendrick. Okay, my guest on the Coach LaLisa show. Okay, yes, today, beautiful. Well, I want them to go there. I put it there, beautiful, beautiful. Now, that's exciting. I'm excited to be a part of this. I love helping young people, so I'm so glad that you're young, and I've definitely got to have you back on the show at some later date. You know, maybe after your trip, you'll come back and you'll share what all you experienced. But
sure.
I'm definitely going to have you also when your schedule permits over the next couple of weeks to possibly come on to also our Sunday show, which is Sisters in the Spirit. I'm going to have you come on there and also have you share your story and try to get the word out. I'm just in awe of what you're doing. I'm just like blown away, and I think it's wonderful. Congrats to your mentor, Miss Ayani Wheeler Brooks, right?
Brooks Wheeler, yes.
There you go. I know her. I know her in-laws very, very well. Kelly Wheeler Weaver is like a It's like a, it's like my daughter of another mother, and her husband.
Really?
Yes, and her husband James.
James. Mm-hmm.
Are like our sons and daughters. So them and my husband. So I know them very well. I've never met Imani, but I've heard Kelly talk about her often. And so,
oh, she's great.
You see, it's such a small world.
Yes, it is. Very
so,
small.
God is doing, God did this, you know. It's nothing we did. It's, he did it all. And so mm-hmm. we give him all the praise, honor, and glory. I'm
yes.
so happy for you. I want, I want every young person to hear your story. Old people too, but definitely the young people. I want them to hear what you're doing. This is really, really big. I think it's so humbling. You're so beautiful. You're intelligent. You have all this stuff going for you. And again, you could be thinking about your own life and what, you, what, where you're going to go shop and what latest handbag you're going to purchase.
But
I know what young people talk about because I'm around them a lot. But
yeah.
here you are raising funds to travel to London, and you know the funds are already raised, so the God's favor will get you where finances could never help you go.
Mm-hmm.
The favor of God is on your life, and I know you have to run off to your class, so I won't keep you. So, again, I just want everyone that is listening to this, all of you pastors, you bishops, you apostles, you entrepreneurs, everyone listening to this show, college students, other professors, everyone that I know, if everyone that I know on Facebook, I have close to 2,000 friends. If all of my friends donated $1, you'd have close to $2,000.
Yes. Yeah.
If all of my Facebook friends, if you just donated $1, $1, the cost of a Pepsi or
mm-hmm.
the cost of two White Castle hamburgers. Would have close to $2,000. And yes, we want her to go to London in style.
Yes.
She's representing Christ Jesus. Never
mm-hmm.
mind the fact that she's from Newark and New Jersey and all that, and she's representing us, and yes, we're thankful. But she's representing the Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
All 2,000, close to 2,000 of my friends donate a dollar, and many of them are going to donate.
Yes.
If ten of them donate $100, you got what? $1,000?
$1,000. Mm-hmm.
So we're gonna do this because you're going to London and you're going in style, in the best dress. Not that it's about clothes, but it's
yeah.
like the Lord when he talked to somehow it's coming over me like Solomon, like he said to Solomon, because you have not asked for riches.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm going to give you everything. And I just really feel so moved that, you know, you're doing this to go to minister. And I know there, you know, I know people like my husband and my nephew and my niece and other people that have been athletes. And anybody that's ever had an athlete as a family member, know the power of prayer.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a nephew right now who wrestled, and he, you know, he won different awards, and, you know, he suffered some injuries behind that.
Oh.
And, you know, so this is serious. This isn't a joke. This isn't for play. Those athletes need prayer. And here you have a young woman and her crew who are willing to pray for them. I just
mm-hmm.
thank you, Stephanie, and how God is leading you for this. And I just pray so much success for what you're doing and just for God's anointing to be over you and the others that are praying. And that
yeah.
every athlete that you pray for will receive God's healing for them.
Yeah, because it's because I played sports for years also, and it will be great to experience something like that. And of course, even if I hadn't been an athlete for years, of course I would have still prayed over them, but just being able to relate and understand what you have to, what you put your body through every time you step out onto a field or a court, or every time you get into a swimming pool, I understand completely, and it'll just be rewarding, as I said before. So,
you know, you're just awesome. I just thank God for you. I thank God for your mother again for calling me. I thank God for your awesome stepfather. God bless him and others and all your family members. And, you know, this is really good. And just continue, you know, don't, you know, you ask everybody you can. You're going. The funds are there. You're going in style. Not just going, you're going in style. If we can send our kids off to these places and to do whatever, but you're going to pray. This is just, you know, so God, and I'm just so glad that, you know, for broadcast and for God allowing you to come here and to bless our show with such an awesome ministry and an awesome person and young person. I love you. I just thank God for you. I just wasn't expecting all this when I initially got the email from your mother, and I wasn't expecting all this, but I guess the phone call that I got the other night from a family member who had a child rushed to the hospital in what seemed to be a medical emergency, and this person had been an athlete for years and suffered some injury, and we had to go into prayer just, I believe it was last night. And so I'm just overwhelmed right now that how serious this is.
Yeah, very serious.
Yes, it is. Yes, so we so thank you so much, Stephanie. I just
thank you.
Want everyone praying for your success, for your strength, for your anointing, because we have so many young people who are athletes, and they do it because they love it. They do it because God gifted them. It's their talent. And I just see you on TBN. I just see, you know, you on the Word Network talking to people about this mission, ministry, this, and your anointing is going to get you there, because the Bible says your gift will make room for you, and you have been gifted. Your bio describes how you were gifted from this from your youth. And I'm so glad that you're following your dream, your passion. So people, go on to LWFCI.com, correct?
Yes.
Yes. It's the Lay Witnesses website. And it's the Lay Witnesses for Christ International. She's going to be at the Summer Olympic Games in London, England. Oh, my God, praying for athletes. I'm just blown away. I'm just so blown. So thank you again. I know you got to get back to class. Thank you, Stephanie Hendricks, for taking time out of your class. We will be continuing to support you and promote this and get those dollars in, and we definitely want you to come back. I have so many more questions for you. I definitely want to... I do. I want to open up the phone line so people can talk to you. May you forever stay empowered by God the rest of your life. God bless you. Love you. And thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me. Oh, thank you.
Oh, it's my blessing and honor to have you. And if there's any final remarks you'd like to make before you go, we'll end the show with your comments, your questions, your prayer, or whatever you'd like to do right now.
Oh, I just, again, this is rewarding, because this is an opportunity that I really just can't even imagine what can come from it as I travel overseas. And I'm excited for the things that I never dreamed I would be blessed with. And I'm just glad that I was chosen and that out of all of my mentors, mentees, she saw something in me that automatically made her want to bring me with her. And I'm just proud to have her as my mentee, as my mentor, and I'm sad that I love her so much. I want to thank anyone who will donate and those who wish to but can't. I thank you anyway, and I just thank you for hearing my story. And I believe that the impossible is possible. So even though the expenses are high, I just believe God. I believe that he will make this happen, and I'm just so thankful already in advance for what I don't know is going to happen. I'm just glad, and I thank Lalisa for having me on, and I will be more than happy to come back after the 3-week trip is over. So.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. On that note, people, that's all we have time for today. We thank you so much for tuning in. Please go to the website, www.lwfci.com. Make those donations. One, if all of my close to 2,000 friends just donated $1, that would be almost $2,000. I know that will get you there in style. I know there are others that are making donations. We want you. That's my biggest thing. You're going in style. So keep in touch with us. Make posts on my Facebook page often as you can, and I'll repost it. We want to see this done. This is huge. This is the biggest thing I've done yet.
Oh. But
my biggest accomplishment in my life. So,
wow.
Yes, this is my biggest accomplishment yet. I'm a part of it. I don't know how I'm going to finagle my way in on this, but I might be in London with y'all. I don't know how I'm going to do it yet, Stephanie, but you're motivating me, young lady. No, I'm only teasing. I'm teasing. I'll just send my picture, and you can pack it in your luggage, and that's how I'll get there.
Oh.
Or maybe while you're there. Oh, I know, Stephanie, we'll do you. While you're there, we'll have you call into the show and just say hello. That'll do it for me. Can you do that, Stephanie?
Yeah.
All right. Then guess what? I'm going to London, y'all. The minute you call me from London, it'll be my very call from London. All right, y'all. We ready to rock. All right. Well, again, everyone, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And go back to class. Do well. And we will talk to you real soon. God bless
okay.
everyone.
Thank you, Lalisa.
Thanks. You're welcome. This has been the Coach Lalisa Show again. Huge shout-outs to her mom, Alicia George, her father, Mr. George. Oh, my God, what awesome people they are to have raised such a wonderful, wonderful person. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show could be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great, it's been real, it's been awesome, and you gotta keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move, and this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.